Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Life is too short to suffer. Welcome back, champion. It's Sam Crowley. It's Friday, August 16th, 2019. It's about 11 a.m. I'm actually getting ready for the webinar I'm doing. It's too late probably to get on it now. It's that 100kpod.com, 100kpod.com. Who knows? I might throw the replay up there if you can't make it live. But anyway, not rubbing it in. I'm just saying I'm actually getting ready for the webinar, so I'm going to make this a quick hit. 10 minutes or less. Let's see how close I can actually come to that. Anyway, back on topic. Wouldn't you agree life is way too short to be super stressed out, not fulfilled, not really having that joyfulness? We're going to, please don't confuse this with, there's never going to be any setbacks in your life or crisis or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I love that phrase. I think I heard it from Tony Robbins. Well, hell, I heard it somewhere. Now it's mine, right? Success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. Success without fulfillment is failure. Why is that? I mean, why do you see billionaires committing suicide? Because they always believe that that next level they get to in their business, then that's when they're going to start enjoying all of the things that they haven't been enjoying, like all the free stuff we get. You walk outside your house in the morning, you got greenery, you got all the trees and the grass and the birds are chirping and the sky's blue and all of these great things, and yet we're not enjoying any of that. You know, I've got an acre of land in my backyard. I tell my kids, hey, why don't you put that little 7-inch screen down, the phone that you're addicted to, and why don't you get outside and play with the two border collies? Go out on the acre of land in the backyard. Just take a walk around. Like, Dad, yeah, okay. And, it's not even just a teenage individual who doesn't enjoy all the very things that there are outside. It's all the adults. You know, people I coach every day, you know, they come in so stressed out and they got all these different questions. I'm like, hey, well, hold on a second, man. Let's take inventory of what's going on. Let's take an inventory of what's going well in your life. And we start filling up that part of the ledger. All of a sudden, you can see the stress. I do these calls on Zoom, so the video. You can see the kind of the aura start to crack a smile. Is that a smile I see right there? Are you smiling? Oh, wow. Yeah, I do. I have all these great things going on. All I need to do is get clear on the message and the actual result that I provide people. But we all have, think about this, all right? Pay attention. I'm about to drop a value bomb here, all right? All of us have negative, stressful thoughts that come in and out of our mind every single day. You know, for me, I have stressful thoughts to come in around my children, you know, especially when we're going through what we're going through with our youngest child, who turns 5 tomorrow. Yay! August 17th, 2019, our baby Susan turns 5 years old. Thank you to everybody who's been praying for our family over the past 5 years and forever, how long you've been praying for our family. The power of prayer works. I so appreciate that. My wife and I are very grateful for everyone's prayer. Susan turns 5 tomorrow. We're going to the American Girl store in Columbus, Ohio. It's about an hour and a half drive from Cincinnati. And I'm going to get the heck out of that store as fast as I can, because it is like, woof, vacuum goes right into your wallet. But we're going to buy Susan her very first American Girl. We've done it with our other daughters as well. So it's kind of a transition into little girlhood for her. And she loves playing with her older sister's American Girl doll. So I know she's going to love getting her own. But I stress out about my kids. I stress out, of course, finances. And I got a kid going to college and, all these different things going on. And then, of course, you think, I need to invest in my business. But if I invest in my business, what if I don't get the return? And, you know, all of these things, you know. And so we start stressing about all these different things. But here's the thing, and this is what I want you to pay attention to, all right? We all have these limiting beliefs that come into our mind. We all have these, you know, negative thoughts that come into our mind. But it's only the ones that we actually believe that are the ones that hurt us. Think about that, all right? negative thoughts, negative thoughts, negative thoughts. But do you believe that? You know, and I heard, speaking of Tony Robbins, I was listening to his podcast, and this is where I got this idea from, talking about this today, because he's dead on. How many times you ever say, I'm going to kill that person? You know, we've all said it. If you're being honest, you raise your hand. You know, I'm going to kill them. Oh, I hate them. Well, you don't actually believe that. I mean, I don't believe people listening to my podcast right now, half of them are murderers, you know. But I do know most people that have listened to this show right now, especially, you've had that thought that has come into your mind, but you don't believe it. And you've had the thought that, you know, what if I invest in my business and it doesn't work? But you probably don't believe that. Or what if I, you know, how many people have said, I want to be in a relationship. And then 6 months later, you're like, I don't want to be in a relationship, you know. And you think about these things and they come in and out of our mind, come in and out of our mind. So where energy flows, where focus goes, energy flows. Where focus goes, energy flows. Man, I'm ripping Tony off so much. You can tell how much I listened to that guy over the past 25 years. I mean, literally ripping off his content. Where focus goes, energy flows. And it was funny. When I shared a stage in Toronto in 2017, I think Tony was there, Pitbull was there, a bunch of other people there, and I was there. It's like, which one of these doesn't go with the other? But, hey, dreams come true, right? You end up sharing going to an event, and I remember waking up in Toronto. You guys probably, if you listen to the show, you remember that podcast I did, if you've been listening a few years. I open up the magazine where they're promoting it, and you got Tony Robbins, Pitbull, all these speakers, and Sam Crowley. And there's my photo there, like a little bit like close to these guys. I'm like, this is crazy, man. This is so stupid. It is. But then that's a negative thought that went into my mind. And I'm going to be honest with you. I did not feel I deserved to be on that promo. There's no way. I haven't impacted nearly as many people as Tony Robbins has. I certainly can't rap like Pitbull and fill stadiums, although I've never tried it, but I guess I shouldn't poo-poo it just yet. But that negative thought went into my mind, like, I don't deserve this, man. This is crazy. This is so not, this just doesn't even resonate. I'm a square peg in a round hole. And if I let that, so I didn't believe that thought. It came into my mind, I didn't believe it, because if I really believed it, I wouldn't have shown up to speak at the event. You know, and talked and shared the Everyday Saturday message. So a lot of the times we have these thoughts, but it's only the ones that we believe that end up hurting us down the road. Like, you know, you deserve to be free. You know that you can help people. You know that you have this intellectual property that you can share and add value to people's lives and move them from where? From point A to point B. That's all you got to do. You don't got to solve all their life problems. They don't even expect you to solve all their life problems. They want you to help them in the area where, and this is the perfect match, where you have expertise and passion. I don't even want to use the word expertise because people get freaked out. Like, I'm not an expert in this. Okay, all right, there's a limiting belief again, but all you need is passion. So you have passion about helping somebody, you know, learn how to paint, learn how to speak, learn how to be an online marketer, whatever that is, okay? And they have a need to learn that. That's it. Match those two. Your passion with their need, you got a home run business and you're adding value. Hey, speaking of which, I'm looking to grow the Everyday Saturday team, and I want to be careful with this because I don't want to put something out there that kind of gets misconstrued. I think there's a real groundswell moving. I can just tell from the amount of people I talk to on the phone and the coaching clients that are coming in. And I'd like to do, I'm doing a webinar today, which I know is going to be really awesome. I'd probably want to do some more offline events, live events, and things like that. I'm looking for somebody, though, if you have a passion, this is not a paid position, it's somebody who works closely with me one-on-one to manage my Facebook group, all right? The Everyday Saturday group of dreamers, doers, and entrepreneurs that I'm not in hardly at all because I don't have a passion to be in that group every single day. I just not. With as busy as I am, I just don't. But if you do, again, this is an opportunity to work with myself and help grow the Everyday is Saturday online community. So if you're somebody who really like geeks out and loves rah-rah cheerleader, get people inspired, post inside the group regularly on my behalf. You have to kind of be in the Everyday is Saturday. First of all, listening to this podcast, that's number one. Believe in the message, believe in the Everyday Saturday message, believe that we have something really unbelievable ground floor working right now all around the world, and believe what I teach. You know, if you are somebody who actually loves the Everyday Saturday message and you want to commit to, I'm not talking about a lot of, a few hours, okay, here and there to growing our online community, I'd love to talk to you. Shoot me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. It can't be. I mean, you got to be committed. And I know it's not a paid position, so I get it. So I totally get it if this isn't where you want to go with it. But if you send me an email, be prepared to get rocking and rolling in a week's time. All right. You know me, if anybody, especially if you know me, it's I don't let any moss grow underneath my feet. So if you want to be, I guess we'd call a social media manager for every day is Saturday and you have a passion for that, you're doing it already, you're getting great results, we'd love to have you inside the community. You'll be in constant communication with myself and other champions all around the world as well. So let me know, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Also, well, yeah, let's just leave it at that. I want to get back to this message. I want you to eliminate those negative beliefs. Don't allow them, because you can have a negative thought come into your mind, but just don't believe it. That's the enemy trying to steal your joy. We only have so much joy in the tank. And as the enemy steals a little bit, it goes down to maybe, it's like your gas tank. Well, it's full today. Well, now it's at 3/4 because I had a negative thought and I believed it. And now I'm down to a half tank full of joy because I've got this and I believed it. Don't believe it, man. Take it from an ex-stuttering college dropout who went bankrupt 15 years ago, that I had all those thoughts and a lot of them were in a bad, bad place, you know, and I believed them. And they really held me back from making a lot of money, from making great connections, from advancing the career. Don't do that, okay? Don't do what millions of people, including myself, have done in the past, and that is sabotage your success because you allowed a negative thought to come in your mind and you believed that negative thought. Don't do it, okay? You're better than that. You know you're better than that. You know you deserve more than that, okay? I'm gonna jump on this webinar. Again, if you would like to, apply, and I'm already preparing for my inbox to get jammed up. I'll try to reply to everybody. If I don't, please don't take it personally. I'm looking for a rock star, somebody who sends me an email and it really jumps out at me. You'd like to manage the Everyday Saturday Facebook group and the social media platforms. I'm just going to pick that person. We're going to rock and roll. I will save everybody's email in a file though. Anyway, that's it. How about that? Isn't that a great way to try to find people? Just put it out there. I think it is a great way, actually. It's authentic. I think you vibe with me. I think if you see me in the grocery store, I'm the same guy as you hear on the podcast or see on stage. Got no pretense, man. I just want to build a huge movement of empowering people to let them know that their best days haven't even happened yet. All right? You vibe with that? Cool. Let me know. By the way, don't be a stranger. Hit me up on Insta @everydayissaturday. Get up all in my DMs. Let me know you're listening to the show. And that's it for today, guys. Have an amazing day and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.